All right, everyone. So, I did an hour of Yureli's Gambit, and I thought I had streamed it, but I didn't. So, I'll just put it up on the channel tomorrow. And don't worry, I'll also put the first part of this one for those of you that did catch that. And now we're going to do the second part of this one. And then we're going to do two more games. I'm going to do 30 minutes of those, and then we're done for the night. So that's plenty of stuff. All right, so would you like to feel master? I know you haven't had a chance yet. I have been curious. As I said, I'm drawn to shiny objects. Here, let me get into a better position for you. Now you have easier access to my top. You don't have to be timid either. You can feel it however you want for however long you want. I'm yours to play with. You have your butt pressed into my dick pedal. I know. I don't mind it. Go on and feel my top, master. That is smooth indeed. I could never wear boxers made of this stuff. I'd be walking around with a permanent erection. Like the one you have right now that's pressing into my ass. I can't believe how quickly you get hard around me. It's flattering and I love it. Do you like fondling my tits, master? Do you like how I feel in your hand? Your body's bewitching, Petal. I know I shouldn't be touching you like this, but I can't help myself, especially when you offer yourself so generously to me. Your 18-year-old body is so firm and tight. With my cock between your butt cheeks and my hand groping your breasts, I can barely contain myself right now. You can lose control on me, master. I like it when you let the monster out. What are you thinking about? What would you like to do to me right now? I want to wrap around you like a vine, squeeze you tightly, and never let you go. Keep talking to me like that. I want to hear more. The animal in me wants to push you to the ground, rip your clothes off, and ravish you right here. I can barely contain the urge, Petal. When you talk to me like that, I get so wet, master. I said I'd be honest with you last night when I was feeling horny so we could keep things fair. Feeling your hand rubbing against my breast and feeling your hard cock pressing into my ass is making me extremely horny. I want to masturbate right now, master. I want to masturbate for you. I want you to ask me to do it. Why don't you take a seat on the bench, Petal? I love it when you tell me what to do. Would you sit in front of me, master? I want you to have a better view. There's something I'd like you to do for me. When we're fooling around like this, I prefer it if you call me something else. I want you to call me Grimlord when you address me while we play. Yes, Grimlord. What are you going to call me? What should I call her? I don't want to make this like... It's like we don't have all day. Just pick something. What nickname would you like to use for Petal? I don't know. Woman? No, that'd be awful. Dear? Love? I mean, I'm not gonna call her a slut. Slut! Thank you, slut! That would be stupid. You whore! No, I'm not gonna do that. I don't know. I'm gonna call you Love. How does that sound? I want you to call me whatever you want. Those legs seem unusually closed, Love. I was hoping you would help me spread them apart, Grim Lord. I'd be delighted to help you spread your legs. They'll only open for you. God damn, that is a view to kill for. Only for me, you say? Only for you. You can push my legs apart anytime you want. I'd never refuse you, Grimlord. You're going to give me permission to spread you out and ogle you whenever I want? I've never had a woman offer herself to me that entirely. You can't be serious. You have the key to all my doors, Grimlord. You can open them whenever you want. I'll do what you want, what you tell me to do, too. I'll obey you entirely. Is there something you'd like me to do right now? You said you're horny, didn't you? Do you want to masturbate for me, love? I want to, but only if you tell me to. You have to order me to do it. I need your permission to touch myself. I want you to rub your pussy while I watch. Yes, Grim Lord. You're such a naughty girl to be masturbating right in front of me like this. Do you enjoy being naughty? Do you like it when someone watches you massage your cute little pussy? Only when the person watching is you, Grim Lord. I can't get enough of your eyes ogling my soaking wet pussy while I play with myself. What do you fantasize about when you touch yourself? Describe it to me. I imagine you crawling into my room while I'm watching my television, and you crawl on top of me with lust in your eyes. In that moment, I know exactly what you want, and I gasp with anticipation. You run your hands across my body while staring deeply into my eyes, running your hands up into my shirt and groping my breasts. Then you unbutton my jeans and pull them off my body. Without hesitation, you pull my panties off and press yourself into my crotch. I get between your legs like this. Yes, like this. Oh my god, yes. Keep going, Petal. What happens next? You grind into me while I whimper with pleasure and delight. Soon I can't take it anymore, and I wrap my legs around you and my hips begin to gyrate on their own. Then you pick me up while we're embraced and slam me into the wall. Then, that's when I moan with ecstasy. When I look down, I can see your throbbing cock eagerly pressing against my exposed pussy. I want you to look at the head of my cock right now, love. Do you see how hard it is for you? Yeah, I do. I can't believe how close it is to my pussy. I love that I can make you so hard, Grim Lord. I want you to imagine something for me. Can you do that? Tell me. I want you to think about what it would be like if I pressed my rock-hard cock into your pussy and spread your lips with the head of my dick. Oh, fuck. Keep going. The pressure of my cock pushing your walls apart, stretching you out and forcing its way into you. Inch by inch, filling you up until you can't possibly accept any more of me. More! I want to hear more! I pull out of you and thrust right back in over and over and over again, thinking only of my satisfaction. My hips would slam into your thighs with thunderous clapping as I fuck you fast and hard, with a disregard for anything else but my own climax. Yes, I want it! I want that! I want you to come, love. I want you to come imagining my cock deep inside of your pussy. I want you to orgasm imagining my seed filling up your hole as it penetrates all the way into you. I'm coming, Master. I'm orgasming for you. Oh, it's so intense I can't stop quivering. I'm climaxing to the thought of you filling me up, Grim Lord. I've never been so horny imagining something in my whole life. Ugh, it's slowing down. I can't believe how sexy that was. I don't usually imagine us going all the way. I usually found myself satisfied with just the teasing. Do you think about us like that, Master? Do you think about penetrating me? We said we'd be honest with each other, so I'll admit I have thought about it a few times. It's one thing to construct a fantasy with thoughts and words, and another thing entirely to bring it into life, though. This was just an imaginative story, and the thoughts in my head are just thoughts. I know, Master. Ugh, I orgasm so hard when I'm with you. I thought my abs were gonna break from constricting so intensely. I'm still trying to catch my breath. My head is spinning. Thank you, Master. This was spectacular. It wouldn't be fair for me to get my satisfaction and you not get yours. It's my turn to take care of you, isn't it? Can I play with you now, Master? Can I make you come? Are you sure? Once you open that jar, you can't put the lid back on. Maybe I shouldn't then. I wouldn't want to break your precious rules, would I? What if poor little me is damaged forever after touching her master's dick? I might never recover. I'm no stranger to sarcasm, Petal. This is some sort of revenge against the rules I set, isn't it? Guess you'll have to take care of yourself today. Too bad for you, I would have eagerly tugged you off if not for your rules. I've always thought of her as my sweet girl, but she can be downright evil sometimes. I said that earlier that I want to keep the rules as they are for today. That means we can't touch each other's genitalia. We're high on the moment right now. I want you to have more time to consider this before you commit. Once you touch my dick, that's a major line crossed that can't be uncrossed. I don't need to consider it, I'm sure already. Why are you being difficult about this? Remember what Chuck said about boundaries? This one is mine. I'm just not comfortable going that far yet. Fine, take care of yourself then. Shit, I made her angry. I hope she isn't pissed off at me for long. She must realize that escalating our vacation romance too far is going to have consequences, doesn't she? As much as she says that she's old enough to make her own decisions, I am not so sure. I don't want her to hate me one day if I steal away her first experiences with a dick. Fuck, I knew this whole situation was going to get complicated. I need a cold shower. I've given Petal some time, but now I want to talk to her about what happened earlier in the sauna. Things almost went to the next level, and I'm not sure how she feels about that. I'm still processing it myself. Alright, here we go. Petal, I want to talk about what almost happened earlier. Do you have a minute? Petal, have you been crying? What's the matter? Did I do something wrong? No, it's not you. Please come hold me. I need you right now. Of course, sweetheart. What's wrong? Did something happen? She's crying her eyes out right now. Her tears are soaking my shirt. I can't get anything out of her right now. She's too inconsolable. I've got you, Petal. I'm here for you. Take your time. You can talk to me when you're ready. Thank you. I can't. I just can't. Your words are getting caught when you try to speak. You're that upset? I'm sure everything is going to be all right, Petal. I'll make it right. Just tell me what it is. It's Chuck, Master. She started crying hysterically again. There's something wrong with Uncle Chuck? I thought he was strange, so I looked him up on the internet. He's not strange, Master. He's hurt. What do you mean? He looked fine. Is he sick? Just hold me for a while. She cried for several minutes while I held her tightly. Chuck did seem unusual, but I didn't notice anything wrong with him. Even so, what would make her this upset? Chuck is practically a stranger to us. Can you talk to me now, Petal? What did you find out about Uncle Chuck? There's a record of a lawsuit partner brought against her father. She accused him of mistreating his son. He molested and abused him, Master. According to the article, he suffered for years. There were more details in the article about what happened, but I couldn't bring myself to finish reading it. Okay, so we're going back on... Remember how I said in the beginning of the video, or the first video rather, Chuck is a guy you want to be like? Well, I completely... No. Do not be like Chuck, because he apparently molested some young man for many, many years, and that's not something that I can approve of or condone in any way, shape, or form. So do not be like Chuck. He is a horrible, horrible man, and he deserves a horrible, horrible punishment. I can't imagine what he's been through, and I'm not sure I want to imagine it. I don't think I could bear it. I've lived apart from things like that. I mean, the worst thing I've ever been through was dealing with bullies at school. Uncle Chuck spent years enduring abuse from his own father. I can't even imagine it. Jesus, that's why your partner wouldn't associate with her family? I don't understand. Why would she push Chuck away? That's partially why I got upset. How could she not have told us this? All these years and she never mentioned anything about her father and Chuck. Why would she keep this from us? She's lied to us for years. How could she do that? I think the reason she pushed Chuck away was because he wouldn't testify. It says the charges were dropped because he refused. Hold on. Who was the one that actually got... Alright, hold on. Let's try this again. Against her father, she accused him of mistreating his son. So hold on. Uncle Chuck... Oh, okay, so hold on. We're going back. Chuck is not the bad guy here. In fact, Chuck is the victim. Sorry, I knew there was something wrong and it was confusing. Uncle Chuck was molested and abused by his father. But he turned out a good dude and he did some really cool things for people. And karma rewarded him. And he's cool with boundaries. Especially considering the guy went through abuse that he did, I mean, definitely didn't consent to. He understands consent more than a lot of people. So, you know, he was like, yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Jesus, that's why your partner wouldn't associate with her family? I don't understand. Why would she push Chuck away? That's partially why I got so upset. How could she not have told us this all these years and she never mentioned anything about her father and Chuck? Why would she keep this from us? She's lied to us for years. How could she do that? I think the reason she pushed Chuck away was because he wouldn't testify. Says the charges were dropped because he refused. Do you think she was mad at him for that? I have no idea. We'll have to confront her about all of it and figure all this out. I saw it in his eyes, Master. I saw his sadness and his pain. It's there. It's all still there. How could someone do that? How could someone do that to their child? Exactly! I don't know, Petal. I truly don't know. I wonder if Rose's father just focused on Chuck or if he... Stop. Don't say it. I don't even want to think about that. I'm having enough trouble coming to terms with all of this as it is. I mean, how could partner not tell us about this? She lied to us for all these years. Why? We would have to ask her. I have no idea why she would keep it from us. Here I thought he was one lucky son of a bitch for making all that money. I should have considered there might be more to his life. Especially considering how your partner pushed him and the rest of her family away. I never thought about it all, but maybe I should have. I'm a real asshole. It's not easy to put yourself in someone else's shoes, Master. Even now, we have no idea what he's really been through. All we have to go off of is a few words I've read on the internet. We should reach out to him. I'm sure he could use support, even if what happened was decades ago. Yeah, let's do that. He mentioned something about dinner, didn't he? We'll make sure to follow up with him tomorrow. I worry about our current relationship moving in a bad direction for a similar reason to this, Petal. I don't want to take advantage of you and you end up being hurt later. That's just silly. What we have is not even remotely similar to what happened to Uncle Chuck. To even imply that it is at all is ridiculous. We're both adults and everything we've done has been consensual. We're making each other happier. That's the opposite of what happened with Uncle Chuck. We're happier until things go too far and get out of control. What happens when people find out about us? We could lose a lot. I know you have your rules in place because you think you're keeping me safe with them, but I'm starting to get frustrated with it all. Consequences be damned. I'm not going to apologize for seeking out my own happiness. Not to anyone. If someone has a problem with our unique relationship, then that's their problem. You say that now, but have you considered the possibility that your partner might find out about us and never speak to me again? Would she push you away too? Bliss and Moon could be utterly disgusted by this, too. You and I both could lose our whole household. Is it really worth it to you? I'm not an idiot. I understand the potential risks. Stop patronizing me. It's a hard question to answer. I'm not so naive that I can't see that. But don't you dare compare what we have to what happened to Chuck. You're so worried about what could happen if we keep going with each other that you're not considering how we might feel if we stop. You might look back on this and regretting not letting me in. You might spend your whole life wondering, what if? What if you're wrong and your partner isn't as opposed to a relationship as you think? What if Bliss is fine with it? You don't know! What if you and I make each other happy for a week and we always have the memory of this to look back on and cheer us up when we're sad? What if it brings us closer than we ever thought we could be and we always have one another to lean on? You don't know, Master. You don't know if this is all going to be so terrible in the end. Just be here with me this week. Stop overthinking everything and just be happy with me. Just for our vacation. Okay, you're right. I'm not a soothsayer. I don't know the future. I'm enjoying what we have now. I'll try to be less of a pain in the ass. I worry. I'm a worrier. It's a bad habit. Let me make you dinner. After we eat, we can watch a movie together. I want to set all this aside for right now. I'm already overwhelmed with frustration and sadness, and it's making me irritable. I don't want to spend our limited time together in this state. Good Lord, the music! And it's not even... Cooking might just be what we need to get our minds off of this for now. There isn't much more we can discuss about this until we confront your partner. I'll message Chuck to see if he's available for dinner tomorrow night. He seems like a good guy, and he's technically family. We should do what we can for him. I like that. He seemed like a genuinely kind person. I don't know how someone comes out of that much trauma without having some demons, though. We're sure lucky to have each other, Master. We're always... We're... we've always been there to pick each other up when one of us was down. I bet Chuck didn't have that. We're even taking care of each other now that we're both, when we're both lonely. It's like there's nothing we wouldn't do for each other. We're a perfect match, aren't we? I do enjoy it when you take care of me. It's something I miss terribly while on tour. You can't really, you really think your partner might be okay with this? I can't imagine. I'll hear no more of this. Your words fall on deaf ears until after dinner. We're an excellent team, and that's where we're going to halt this conversation. Tomorrow we're going to use our combined awesome power of love and companionship to help Uncle Chuck. Now come on, let's go make dinner. That was an exceptionally made lasagna, and it tasted even better than it looked. Great work, Petal. I'm stuffed. I'm not sure what this movie is about, but since you got to choose yesterday, it's my turn today. It's called Danger Rangers. It's got superheroes and epic battles and stuff. Sounds like your kind of movie. I'm sure I'll enjoy it too. Fire it up! I know you're here, monster. Show yourself! If Rita Impulsa hasn't learned by now that the Danger Rangers won't be defeated by her impetuous monster summoning, she never will. You're going to learn firsthand the power of the Zordon. Zordon? Wow, never thought of it like that. Has infused us with. Step forward or hide, it makes no difference, I'll find you. Your defeat was assured the moment you came to this planet. Ha 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 ha! You believe yourself indomitable, do you? Oh, you finally graced me with your presence. I was worried I might have to spend several more minutes hunting you down. I appreciate you saving me the trouble. You doubt my words, monster? Your strength is not in question, my dear ranger. Every giant can be felled with the right weapon. Perhaps the chink in your armor hasn't been revealed yet. Perhaps today is the day that it is. I do have a weakness for banana sundaes and kittens. I don't think either would aid you in defeating me, unfortunately for you. I have much more interesting things to do today, so if you could come down here and stand still while I pummel you to death, that would be spectacular. Interesting choice of words, my dear. But I won't be the one coming. You will. If that's how you want it, then here I come. How positively spirited you are. You've spoken your last words, monster. I'll let Rita know you failed by sending her your corpse, headlong fool. Now I'll show you there are more effective ways to defeat your foe other than brute force. Lingering lust, maximum power. Ha ha ha, you're mine. Ah, what is this sorcery? My body's beginning to tingle. What have you done to me? This is a gift, Sweet Ranger. Enjoy it. Oh, fuck, my pussy feels like it's on fire. I'm so horny, I can't help myself. I guess it was a JV film. My dirty little cunt needs attention right now. I have to masturbate. I have to. I can't control myself. My suit is filling up with my own juices. They're running down my leg. I'm sopping wet. That's never felt so good to massage my clit before. I'm going to explode! I need more. I want more pleasure. I need to be fucked right here and right now. Ha ha ha! You'll masturbate until you die, little ranger. And I'll be here to lap up all your delicious fluids. Your nectar will fuel my power further. Once I have the secretion of all four rangers, I will be able to turn the entire world into one colossal orgy! That doesn't sound so bad. The people of this world will fuck themselves into extinction! Blah! Ha! 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 I still don't see the problem. Master, this is porn. In my defense, the synopsis was absurdly misleading. It said it was supposed to be about four teenagers that get infused with superpowers by an alien from outer space. Yeah, that would be the, I was just watching it for the plot. At least I started watching it for the plot. I might stay for the porn, actually. This is pretty spicy. Do you like to watch girls masturbate, Master? I don't not like watching beautiful women masturbate. That's a double negative. You're a double negative. That would make me a positive. Positively captivating. Moments like these are why I adore you, Master. Something has been nagging at me for a while now, Petal. What's wrong? Do you have any idea why your partner asked for $500? She told me it was to pay Chuck, but he said he didn't charge us. I thought you might ask about that. I didn't know she was lying about the money, but there's something you should know. She asked me not to tell you, but I think it's important that I do. She lost her job a month ago. Keeps assuring Bliss and me that everything is fine. I don't think everything's fine, though. I can hear her crying in her room and most nights. Why wouldn't she tell me? We're not together any longer, but I still send money back to you guys. If she needs more, I can send more. Partner hasn't been in a good place since she left. She wasn't in a good place before either. Now things are even worse. She's been depressed for a while. I think that's why she lost her job. She's calling in sick a lot. She's been staying in bed until the afternoon. You kept this from me? This could be serious. She asked me not to tell you, and I wanted this week to be about us. Are you mad at me? No, I'm not angry. It wasn't your secret to tell. I should speak to your partner, though. I know this week is supposed to be about us, but I want to make sure she's alright. Okay, I'll wait here for you. I still check in with Rose a few times a month, but it's been less and less over the past year. I'm so focused on my own life that I didn't think to ask her about hers. We may have split up, but that didn't mean I stopped loving her. We just couldn't seem to make each other happy any longer. She may have lied to me, but what Petal and I are doing is much worse. Who am I to judge her for a couple of $100? Krim, is something wrong? No, nothing's wrong. I just wanted to call so I could check in with you. How are you? How's Bliss doing? We're doing well. We were just about to sit down to watch a movie together. She's interested in this new movie called Danger Ranger, something about aliens and superheroes. Don't watch that with Bliss. It's porn. I just found out the hard way with Petal. You would think they could label these things better. I thought it was a kid's show. Thank you for the warning. Is it pretty good, though? As far as porn goes, it was entertaining. The dialogue manages to be both vulgar and cheesy, which isn't as terrible of a combination as you might think. I didn't get that far into it, but it looks like something I might watch for the plot as well as the sex. Fascinating. Ahem, anyway, I didn't expect to hear from you while you were on vacation. Was there something you needed to tell me? Yeah, actually, I wanted to let you know that I got a business from... A business. He didn't get a business. I wanted to let you know that I got a bonus from my last gig. I'm going to send half to you to put down on the house, or you can do something else with it whenever you need. Oh, you don't have to do that. Shit, you know what? I could actually use it. Is something wrong? Grim, I lied when I took that $500 from you to pay Chuck. It wasn't for him, it was for me. I lost my job recently and I was embarrassed to ask you for money. I wanted you to enjoy your tour and I didn't want you to worry about me. You lost your job? What happened? I was in a slump for a while and I've been missing some work. They finally got tired of it and let me go. Are you depressed? What's wrong? I know our relationship wasn't flourishing. There was still comfort for me having you around. Now that you're gone, I wish I tried harder to make things work. I keep thinking about what I could have done differently. I'm sure I could have done more too. We're both at fault for inaction. Do you need me to come home? I can spend a week there while we figure things out. No, don't do that. I'm doing much better now, Grim. Enjoy your vacation and we'll talk more when you get home. I have to go. Bliss is waiting on me to watch a movie with her. Alright, tell Bliss I miss her and I'll see her soon. Bye, Grim. See you soon. I can't believe she lost her job. We're both out of work, and my 3 months of savings is now 2 months of savings after I send Rose some of what I have. I also need to talk to her about this Chuck situation. I need to approach that topic gently. If she hasn't mentioned it in all these years, then I'm sure she's going to be sensitive about it. Life is never simple. You're back. How did it go? It's like you said, she lost her job and she's struggling right now. I'll have to discuss things in more detail with her after our vacation. She seems to be feeling better, but I don't know what's got her spirits up. I'm sending her some of my savings so she can get by for the next month. I'll need to kick my own ass into gear after this vacation, or else we're going to be living in a tent soon enough. You've always been good to Mom. I always felt lucky to have a master like you. That's one hell of a compliment. I appreciate that. Being a good partner isn't always enough, though. Maybe a bit more drama in our lives would have brought us closer or inspired new interests. Maybe we should have argued more or been more difficult for one another. I don't know what I'm saying. I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't know what went wrong or what we could have done differently. I don't want you to worry about this right now. I want you to be happy. I want to make you happy. In fact, I've got a special surprise for you. A special surprise for you, rather. I'm sure you'll like it. Oh yeah? I do like presents. Where is it? I'm wearing it underneath my clothes. It's that kind of present, is it? One minute you're my sweet girl, the next you're a keen seductress casting spells on me. I always thought you'd grow up to be prudish. You thought I'd be a prude? I'm insulted. Why would you think that? I didn't mean it to come off as unkind. I just always saw you as my innocent sweet girl. I never imagined you as a sexual creature before. Ever since you pressed your dick into my butt, I've seen you differently too. I bet we all have that sacred sexual side that most people never get to see. In fact, for a lot of people, there's only one person that ever gets to see behind that particular curtain. Do you like looking behind my curtain, Master? I feel guilty for looking behind your curtain, as if I'm not supposed to, and it makes me a bad person. Do you like being bad? As fucked up as it is, I do. There's something about taking what I'm not supposed to have that is tempting in a way I've never been tempted before. I want you to be healthy and happy. Do anything to make sure your life is as full of positive experiences as I can. Behind that goodwill, though, is a lust for you that has developed that I fear I'm losing the fight against. Oof, what are you? Then surrender to it. If you're going to lose the fight anyway, why fight at all? Alright, guys, and it's here that we're going to leave off. We'll get back to you with more Petal next year. Alright guys, so I got some other ones coming up that you probably didn't expect. Give me just a few minutes. Yes, we'll be streaming these this time, I promise.